Welcome to another installment of Keeping It 99, Localize It,
where we talk to heavy metal musicians or local music fans, whatever, and they get to pick a band from the region, from the Northeast Ohio region. I don't know why I'm talking like that. They get to pick a band from past to present that they want to play on the show, make our badass band of the day. And today I got a very special guest. I'm going to be talking to Reverend Jim. He was in a band called Cold Hand of Christ. It was awesome. Let's give Reverend Jim a call.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Yeah, it's ringing. That would be him.
Greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations. If it isn't Reverend Jim, what's up, buddy?
Well, you know, just doing everything I can to stay sane out here. Outer King of Los Angeles.
Yeah. You're all the way out in L.A. doing that voice acting, yep. The acting. I just got a text from the Bernie Sanders campaign. Why? So, yeah, thank you so much for doing this. This is a daily thing that I'm doing for the Keeping It 99 podcast, which you are the voice of. Like, every episode, there's an intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
And it's you. It's your voice saying, you know, from the heart of the heartland, it's time. And it always brings me joy every time I slap that on the shows. I'm like, it's like we're doing a project together. But now we kind of really are.
Finally.
Yes. But I'm doing a thing where I'm talking to people that are musicians. Or music fans that having them pick a band from Northeast Ohio. Then you were in one of my favorite bands back in the 90s called Cold Hand of Christ. You guys were killer.
Yeah.
It was so, like, you guys were one of the first bands that, like, got me into the, just the idea of there being local music. Like, I never even thought about there being, like, Akron or Kent bands, even though I lived closer to Akron. I was always, like, Cleveland metal, and you guys were, like, legit, like, one of the first five bands that I was just, like, just completely, completely into. And that's why I'm, like, so surprised. I'm so surprised with your pick. What did you pick for us to play today? Because it's not, I was expecting like Integrity or like a Run Devil Run or like a 216 or something coming from you, and you went a completely different route.
Yeah, well, because I went a completely different route back then. I mean, our first show we played with like an alternative rock band. I never really wanted to play all metal shows. That was not my kind of, like, it's not the spirit of what I wanted to do. I wanted to play with like punk bands. I wanted to play with hardcore bands. I wanted to play with goth bands. I wanted to play with metal bands. I wanted to play with rock bands. I wanted to just play. That's it.
I saw you guys play with the Insane Clown Posse once.
Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah.
So it was a goal to just play with as many diverse artists and acts and as we could, just because, I mean, the scene gets stodgy and it just becomes a little cesspool of egos and attitudes and cliques and all that other shit that's just nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just about letting those influences kind of, guide the writing hand. Even though it came out through the lens of metal or whatever, that was just our sound and our gear and everything. Everybody was doing similar things as far as their sound. I mean, people were going for that super clicky bass tone and, you know, the really poppy snare tone of the, you know, the whole first wave of the, or second wave of the new metal, things like Korn and shit like that, and which is nothing wrong with that, but it just kind of, I don't know, it just seemed contrived. Like everybody heard something original and great and just copied it instead of trying to do something original.
Oh, yeah.
So that is why I picked a band that I loved from the scene, and got seen a few times. They were an alternative band from Kent, actually. They featured two female vocalists, which I always prefer to listen to instead of male vocalists. They are Full Blown Kirk, and I picked the song Sleepy Venus.
What is it about Sleepy Venus that, why'd you pick this song in particular?
I don't know, I think it got both of the singers in there because the album that they released overall, which was in 99, which I also wanted to pick something that was along the lines of your show, keeping it 99, so I just picked an album that was released in 99 by a band that I really liked. This gets to showcase the vocals and some of the production instead of just being more of an ambient kind of trance track with less vocals.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I listened to the song when you sent it to me, and I was like, I kind of just got taken away and got lost in it. I was like, oh shit, this is really, it's a beautiful fucking song.
They're ahead of their time.
Yeah. Yeah, when you were telling me that it was like something from the 90s, I was like, oh damn. I was like, because I never even heard of them. So like, the fact that you picked something once that was like obscure to me, who like I pride myself on knowing shit from that time, especially like in the local scene. When I heard it, I was like, damn, this does not sound like it's kind of a timeless sound. Like, it doesn't necessarily sound like it was just put in the 97, 98, 99 year.
Right. I mean, sans the production values, which were all kind of beholden to because that was the tech that we had then.
Right.
And that's the case with any album you listen to from any genre. We're just stuck with that sound, but you could listen to this album 10 years after it was released, 20 years after it was released, and it still would hold up. And to me, that's, even in things like genres like comedy, you look for a joke that can hold up past its time.
Yeah.
It's got to be evergreen, it's got to be evergreen if it's good. And these guys are definitely evergreen because they hold up, and they were just fantastic. Great live, just a good vibe about everything. Solid crew, never, waltzed around with the stupid egos and petulant, angsty boy bullshit that so many bands had. The metal genre needs to get over itself with all its testosterone and just fucking appreciate some of the beauty. Some of it's more prevalent in the crews with like hardcore gangs and stuff, but Christ, everyone's got those influences,
right?
They should. The only thing you listen to metal is metal all the time, then you're robbing yourself. Go expand your playlist.
Yeah, go listen to some Full Blown Kirk, which I'm about to play on the show for everybody. Old Kent band from the late 90s, Full Blown Kirk. This is Reverend Jim's pick, Sleepy Venus. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.
Love you, brother.
Love you too, brother.
Hey, man, you too.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.